Okay, so this is the Kedushas Levi, the Kedushas Purim. He has a piece in the back of Kedushas Levi on Purim. It's a little bit long, so we're going to, but it moves easy. We're going to do our best. We'll get wherever we get, wherever we get. We don't get. Whatever, you know, we'll try to get as much as we can before Purim. So the Sefer is divided into four sections, the four Kedushas. Each one is after one of the different mitzvahs of the Purim. So we'll read the Akdama, and he'll explain the Akdama, what's the division of the Sefer. So the Atan Devar Kedushas Purim, now we're going to explain the Kedusha of Purim. For those who don't know, Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev was a Talmud of the Magen Mezrich. He was like the third door of Chassidus. It's a fundamental sefer in Chassidus. Famously, he was the one that was Lamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. All the wonderful stories. Just to pick my favorite story, or the most one of the more famous ones, he on Yom Kippur finds a Yid that was eating chazer in the street, and he asks him. He says, "Are you aware it's Yom Kippur?" The man says, "Yeah." So, "Are you aware that it's chazer you're eating? That's also in the Torah." He says, "Yeah, I know, and I don't care." So he turns to Shmaim. He says, "Bar Elam, look how honest your Jewish people are, right?" That's the Yivan Limud Schos and everything. So that was, you know, so I had a good Ha'ara. And Parsha Kisisa, I was looking for what he would tell about Chayt Egel, and I realized he jumps from the Shkolim all the way to after the Egel. I was wondering what's the Pshat, and I realized he's not going to write about the Egel. Limud Schos, he can't write about the Egel. What is he going to write? So, oh, fine. After the very Kedusha's Purim. Now we're going to explain the Kedusha of Purim. Hinei Yimei HaPurim Ha'alu Nizchalkun Al Shosha Mitzvahs Chadashim. There are three new mitzvahs by Purim. Ma'ashem B'shem Yomtev. There is no other Yomtev that has these mitzvahs. Ha'echad Kriyas Megillah. One is reading the Megillah. Two Matanas Avyayinim. Giving gifts to the poor. We don't find that about any other holiday. Gim Mushlach Manas Ishla Re'eyu. Sending gifts to your friend. Hinei HaMitzvah Dalan Yimei HaMishtav V'Simcha. The fourth one is Yimei Mishtav V'Simcha. To have a suda, to get drunk. Hino Hegis B'chol Yomtev. That is taka, something that we have by every Yom Tov. There are three miles, three things that make Purim greater than all the other Yom Tovim. One, it was a nes that happened by them. There are other nisim. What makes Purim so great? There was Pesach. It was a huge nes. Pesach was all open miracles. But Purim was the first time there was a nes within the world of Teva. So I know Rabbi Tatz is a great mashal he gives. Rabbi Dessler builds on this also, that there's two types of nisim. You have open miracles, and nisim shebegaloi, and you have nisim, then you have what he holds, galoi shebegaloi, open miracles within open miracles. You have galoi shebenister, open miracles that are hidden, and you have nister shebenister, right? What's galoi shebegaloi? Kriyas Yam Suf, right? We all saw an open miracle because Baruch Hu suspended the Teva, the Yam opened, the Yidden walked through, tremendous miracle. Purim, if you go, there's a halacha that says you have to read the Megillah from Tokfa Shachashverish from the beginning until the end. In fact, the halacha is that you unroll the Megillah like an Igaris. That's why it makes a mess. Wouldn't it be much more neater that the Chazan reads and they roll it up after him, right? You notice they spread it out on the bima. So the halacha is you have to read the entire Megillah from the beginning all the way Tokfa Shachashverish to the end, and you have to roll it out on the table. What's the shot?
To see all the nisim.
Mitzchila batzof, exactly. To see all the Ashkacha brought this. Person could ask, what do I have to read about Achashverosh in his party? Tukfosh Achashverosh. Who cares? So he was rich and he had a big party and he drank a lot, right? What does that have to do with me, right? Teretz says that in every single turn of the Megillah, if you learn it up, we could explain, but now's not the time for that. That would be my share of Megillah. We want to see Chidush Levi. But if you look at every prat of the story, you'll see how Kosh Baruch Hu was guiding the story step by step. That's why we spread it out, to see it from the beginning until the end. You can't appreciate the nes till you see it. So it was actually an open miracle, right? So you give a muscle for that. He says, imagine that you have a guy on a walk, right? You take a walk, a jog, be healthy, and he falls off a cliff. And as he's falling off the cliff, he grabs a twig on the side of the cliff. The Olam in those cartoons know what I'm talking about. And as he's holding the twig, it's starting to come out of the mountainside. And he's going to fall, right? Next thing you know, there's a rope next to him. And he grabs the rope, and he gets pulled up. And he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you. Why, you saved me. He says, how did you know I was there? I said, I had no idea you were there. So why did you throw a rope to me? He says, no, it's my minute. Every day I walk to the end of the cliff, I take a rope, and I throw it over, right? Boom, it happened to be today, you were there, right? What will we say to that? It's a miracle, it's not normal. Was there any magic? No, there's a guy, he throws ropes over a cliff, it's normal, he does it every single day. Farm Shutim, right? So too, the Megillah, same thing also, right? There's a king, there's royal edicts, there's an angry guy named Haman that happens to be punked, it works out with he puts up an eight, and the king that night couldn't go to sleep, and he read it, right? Nothing in the Megillah is supernatural, yet when you look at the picture as a whole, you find that it's Lamala Mina Teva, right? That's a chiddush that you have in Purim. The last Madrigal of Dester speaks about is Nister Shabbat Nister. The fact that your heart pumps at every single moment, and your kidneys are getting rid of waste, and you breathe, and your lungs are working at every moment. You know, what a miracle it is. But that's totally hidden. That's totally hidden. But Itayin is, so the Kedushas Levi says that the Milo you have in Purim amongst all the other Ma'adim is all the other Ma'adim were open miracles. Maimon Har Sinai, the Nisan by Pesach. This is the first time that we saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu within the Teva, right, doing these seven flaws to the Yiddish people. That's special about Torah. But the Nesa Purim b'teicha tevim. The Nesa Purim was within the Teva. Abayz, Kabbalah's a Torah, right? Also, you find something special about Purim. Kim of a Kiblu. They were in Rima Kabbalah the Torah. He has to explain that. Hagimel, Shiro, God, Dule Yisrael, Shechayim, Likri, Gzardin, Shechayim, Zeramala, Al Shechul, Etzalem. Not only that, you find in this holiday, Miuchad, compared to all the other holidays, the concept of tzaddikim. That a tzaddik has the ability to daven, Mordechai was able to daven and rip up a gzeirah that was from the fact that Klai Yisrael davened to the Avodah Zarah, to the tzelem. So that's something, a chiddush that you find by Purim. You don't have a Yod Yom Tovim, which is the kayach of Yidim, or tzaddikim, to do tshuva and to daven and to remove gzeirahs. Evesh nichtam betit kvor medrash, like the famous medrash says that the gzeirah was sealed in dirt, in tit, right? Famous goyin. Everyone knows about the goyin. The Xerah was in tit. You know there is a story?
No.
Chaim Velazner on Purim used to give out gold coins to Aniyim, right? Silver coins to Aniyim, I think. Silver coins, right? You come, you get a coin. One Ani said, I want another one. Chaim Velazner says, I'm sorry, I only give out one. He says, what if I tell you a good shtickle terror you haven't heard? Would you give me another one? Chaim Velazner says, no zog, tell me, yeah. So the guy tells him, Chazal tell us that the Xerah was sealed in mud, right? And Mordechai didn't know that. Mordechai wanted to find out. Because if the Gzera had been sealed in blood, right, then there would have been no removing the Gzera. And it took Eliyahu HaNavi to come and tell Mordechai HaTzadik that the Gzera was in dirt. And with Mordechai's tefillas, he'd be able to break the seal on the Gzera that was made out of dirt. So he said, where is there a remez in the Megillah for such a thing? Chaim Velazner says, no, tell me. It says, la'abdom. That Haman wanted la'abdom to destroy them, annihilate them. La abdam loy bidam. Not in blood. The Xerah wasn't in blood. Oh, Chaim Velazner got excited. He gave him a coin. He went back to the guy and he told him the Shtickle Torah. And the guy said, the person that told Mordechai that it was not in dam was the person who told you that remez in the Megillah. So the guy told him the visitor was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi, right? That was, oh, fine. Lo Badam, right? So the Gzera was in tit, and we find that the tefillas of the tzaddik was able to rip up a Gzera. That's already a chiddush. Haidia Aliyahu, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Vashalom, Avi Sa'ilam, Rak Ayidei, tefillas Mordechai Vaster, the Divrei Tzoyim is the fasting, Karu Gzar Din Shayar L'Ra'av, and Hepa Chotoyim. First time we find a concept of a Gzera turning from bad to good through the tefillas, right? Not only was the tragedy averted, but Adrabba, it was Nahapachut, it's something that was a Simcha, another Chiddush in Purim. Meyogin L'Simcha, it's the time they went from suffering to happiness. Me'evil, from mourning, Liyom, to the happy days. Ayidei Eilu Dvar, Gimel Dvarim, these three things, Kavul Givul Mitzvah. So each one of these Chidushim is connected one of the mitzvahs that we have. So there's going to be one mitzvah connected to the concept that it was a nesin teva, another mitzvah that it was a kabbalah zatera, and another mitzvah that we have on Purim is going to be connected the fact that tzaddikim had the ability to undo a gzera. So each one of the four mitzvahs will be connected to these concepts. So he's going to spend the sefer explaining each one of the mitzvahs and how each mitzvah is connected, this whatever inyan the mitzvah is connected. Again, we're not going to finish this year, Chavra, but at least we'll start. The Kasher, Biyarn, B'Kedushas Chanukah, the idea of mitzvahs, Poilim, Sha'elu Aris, Yiru B'Chol's Mana Aris. Think of Biggie's side. Not only that, he says that, he explained this by Chanukah already, that mitzvahs bring down a certain light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shefa that's during the Zman when it comes. So we think of the Mo'adim oftentimes as commemorating something, right? So like Hilu, we sit in the Pesach Seder and we remember we left Mitzrayim, right? The first is not like that. First is the Mo'adim is like a train stop. What's up, shot? The train is always moving, like the Jewish year is moving. But whenever it stops, you're at that same spot that you were the last time you were at that spot. So whenever you hit Pesach, it's not the shot we remember the history of Pesach, is that there's a Kedusha in that day of Cheres, of freedom. So therefore, a Yid on Pesach has the ability to free himself from Yetzer Hara. You have the ability to leave Mitzrayim all over again. If you have whatever your taiva is, you eat too much, you play on your phone too much, whatever you do, comes Pesach, it's Zman Cheres, and the energy is there from the Eibishter to bring you to a place of Cheres, like Kilu leaving Mitzrayim. Comes Shavuos, person is Mitzrayim and is learning, it's Shaykh Anu Kabbalah Zatera. Comes Sukkis, a person's sabrach and he's down, whatever it is, he can feel the love and the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilu he was in the Anani HaKovet. And what brings that out? He says the mitzvah hayoyim on each one of these mayadim is what brings that shefa down to a person. So he says that each one of these three inyanim has a mitzvah kenegedit, and when you do the mitzvah, you can bring that shefa that was there by the original Purim, you know, back down. His va'ara revius, the fourth light that comes, she'umas ha'olam rishoyim ma'ashasonu Yisrael, that the goyim, they hate the Jews, l'mashol l'bal hatel l'bal acharetz, hey ma'ashashol ha'kel b'seich ma'chshav t'lezuz amizol t'yves, that the goyim went ahead and did t'y for us when it was bad. The oyit she'kol razach l'tov, and all the evil that was planned end up being good. So everything that Haman thought was evil ended up being toiv. The concept of Nahapachu, that's the fourth inyan. Heimayu ba'atzman toivas. So the things that were really bad end up being that they were good. While Elu arba dvarim nachnu oisim arba mitzvahs, can I get these 4 points? We do 4 mitzvahs. Hainu kriyas megillah, tzatzal v'yayinim shalach manash ushtia, ubisubi apuria, and I will explain these in these 4 kedushas. So let's start just kedusha rishayna. Probably we could say we did. And he's going to start with the shtickle terror over here. All right. So he says, Nevar b'tchila. Mitzvah's Kriyas Megillah. Let's first explain the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. And he says the following. The Gam, you want? There you go. The Gam, Nevar Lama Nikras Megillah B'Shem Megillah. So he was explaining that there's a mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Why is it also called Megillah? What's that Lashon? Mavarachan Al Mikra Megillah. What's the bracha Al Mikra Megillah? Mahi Lashon Megillah. What's the Lashon Megillah? From there he'll explain a lot of things. So it's a big shtickle Torah, guys. Hold cup. It's not so hard. It's easy. Before we start to explain it, we have to explain an Indian about Shabbos. We're going to answer up Tesis Kasha. This is the Gemara on Shabbos. Klal Yisrael camped underneath the mountain. What a Chazal Darshan, Amr of Dimi Bar Chama. What do you mean they were under the mountain? Malamit Shakofa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lam is a Har Gigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain and held it over their head like a beer keg, right? The Amr Lam, Imatem Mekal Matera. If you accept the Teira Muta, that's fine, you'll live. Vim Lav Shamtek Veroschem. And if you don't accept the Teira, I'm going to drop this mountain on your head. Ad Kam Lashon Gemara. Zeu Lashon Teis. The Teis that's the Kash, he says. Kavlim Har Kigigis. So this is what's going on over here. They already said Nasav and Ishma. They already agreed to keep the Torah. Right? Imagine like a guy in the mafia says, I have an offer you can't refuse. No problem. I love to invest with you, Mr. Mafioso. Then he pulls out a gun and he puts it to your head. Right? Yeah? If you don't accept my offer, I'll shoot you. Didn't I just tell you a minute ago I'm going to accept your offer? Right? So what's going on over here? The Abishur is pulling the mountain over them. They were in already. They were in Zaktaisis. Shema, so Zaktaisis, no. Shema hayu chayzum shor esha gdayla. What was happening? Then in Chanami, they said they were in. It's one thing to say you're in before knowing what you're getting into. But once you see the Esha Gadol on the mountain, Klaiso could have become scared. And Shiyotz and Nishmaseyim, the Neshama's popped out of their body, and Hashem had to keep putting the Neshama back into the body. Then at that point, maybe the Pshat is they would have been scared and ran away. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain and said, no. You're going to stay right here. So that's what Taisa says, that really they did an initial Kabbalah of Nasav and Nishma, but they would have been Chayzer once they saw what they were dealing with. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mikam Meidah Rabbal Araisa. This is called the Meidah Rabbal Araisa. What's a Meidah? You guys learning Baba Basra? A Meidah is the following. If I want Yisrael over here to sell me his sports car, yeah? And Yisrael says, I don't want to sell it. So what do? I take Yisrael and I hang him by his boxers on the pole outside, and I tell him, you're not coming down until you sell me the car, right? So what does he do, right? He chaps to Edim and he signs a shtar. And the star says, when Moshe Chaim hangs me by my underpants, you should know, I don't really want to sell it to him, right? So I'm going to write the star, I'm going to give him the money, I'm going to walk around with a sports car, he's going to take me to Beis Din, I'm going to say, I have a star, you sold me your car. He's going to say, I have another star that says, I didn't really give you a star because you hung me by my underwear, right? So then you're going to get your car back. So See, Torah is good, right? So Zok the Gemara, that when Hashem took the mountain, he held it over their head, Meida Rabba, right? He forced them into it. Now, if Klai Yisrael ever wants to get out of this deal, I didn't keep the Torah by. I didn't accept the Torah. You held a mountain over me, right? So now the fact that Eibsha held a mountain gave Klai Yisrael the excuse. If we ever want to stop keeping the Torah, boom, we can get out of it, right? Amarava, Vafal Pikain, and even so, don't get any ideas, Chavra. Don't think you can run away now, okay? Amarava, Vafal Pikain, why? I'll tell you why. Hadr Kiblua Mechashverish. You accepted it again during the times of Chashverish. Tichsiv, Kimuva Kiblua Yudim, what?
Me'ava.
Right, Me'ava, good, 100%. And now you're stuck, because now you accepted it, right? But until Purim, could have gotten out of it. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. It's like the Gemara, they accepted what they already accepted. What did they already accept? Har Sinai. Now they accepted it for good. Zelosh and Taisvis, so Taisvis does a kasha. He says, Tema Leridim and Megillah, the Gemara Megillah says, Gabi Esther Berucha Kodesh Namra, the Gemara says that Esther was written Berucha Kodesh. Amar Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, E Havai Hosam, had I been there, Shmuel says, I would have given the best proof to the Megillah. The Gemara over there says the Megillah is written Berucha Kodesh, and it brings multiple proofs about how we know the Megillah is Berucha Kodesh. One Mandamer said, because it says, Haman said in his heart, it's like the Megillah, yeah, it's like the Gemara. How do we know what Haman said in his heart? Teretz is, it was written by Ruach HaKodesh, right? Just different things about the story you would not have known unless if you had a telescope from Shemayim to look down. And then in the end, Shmuel says, no, all these proofs, we can disprove all of them. I have a proof that'd be better than all your proofs, right? What is his proof? Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, and he darshened it. Kimu l'mala, they accepted above. Masha kibu l'mata, that the Megillah is telling you that Shemayim accepted the tshuva of the Yidim. How do we know that? You know what's going on in Shemayim? No, you don't know, right? But we know that Shemayim accepted it. Why? Because the Megillah is written Beruach HaKodesh. So Shmuel's memra of Kimu v'Kiblu means what? That in Shemayim they were Mekayim. What the Yidim had accepted down below, meaning that our tshuva was accepted in Shemayim.
So how we know that the Shemayim accepted?
Because the Megillah is written Beruach HaKodesh.
What's the proof? I don't understand.
If we make a drasa that kimlu lamala, they accepted above, yeah, masha kiblu lamata. So Gemara says, from the fact that the Megillah could say that, and that's the drasha, it must mean the Megillah was written, but Ruach HaKodesh.
This is the Gemara in Shabbos.
Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in Megillah. Taisus is quoting a Gemara, he's asking Kasha. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava said, Kulu Islu Pircha. So all the opinions trying to prove the Megillah was written Beruach HaKodesh have a kasha, but Shmuel's Leislei Pircha. And the Gemara ends with an awesome line. It says it's better one small hot pepper than an entire basket full of sweet melons, big melons. What's the mashal? One Amora that says a good Shtikl Torah, even though he's a little Amora, is better than all the Tanayim that they're like big melons, but Lamaisa, there's kashas on everything that they say, right? So Shmuel wins this one, he brings the real raya that the Megillah is written in Beruach HaKodesh. So Rava says, and then Shmuel is the best. Bahashta Zakhtay says, Shmuel Nami Islay Pircha. What do you mean? Shmuel also has a kasha from Rava Gufay, Rava himself. Because Rava learned the drasha differently. So what's this kasha? Rava said the following. What does Kimel v'Kiblu mean in Shabbos? What did Rava say it means in Shabbos? It means the Yidim accepted upon the Torah that by Har Sinai it was be'oinis and they could have gotten out of it. Kimel v'Kiblu means what? That they accepted it, that now there's no outs. What did Shmuel say in Megillah's Kimel v'Kiblu means? In Shemayim, they were Mekayim, what they were Mekabel down there. So when Rava says, oh, Shmuel's answer is so great, his answer is so awesome. What do you mean it's so awesome? You darshan the Pasuk differently than him. So, because we don't darshan both. What are you doing for Seder every day? What's going on over here? A drasha can only be three once. So obviously, what's the Kedusha Levi going to do in Lamdis and Agarata Lamdis? He's going to prove how really those two things are really the same thing. That's going to be the answer, right? But we don't know that yet, so we can't be big chachamim, yeah? And we're gonna jump around to all kinds of wonderful ideas till we get there, yeah? But let's just get the Kasha Klar. He's asking, it's a stira. Shmuel held Kimu v'Kiblu meant in Shemayim they're Mekabel what we did down here. And Rava held Kimu v'Kiblu meant that the Yidim accepted the Torah again and now they don't have a way out. And it's a stira, Rava on Rava, that Rava said in Shabbos, that shot, and yet he likes Shmuel and Megillah. How do the two things fit together? Okay. So to understand that he's going to teach us something really cool. He says, Nira, Kitzricha in Lahavim, we have to understand, Mashik Dimu Yisrael Asiyah L'Shmiyah. What does it mean that the Yidim did Asiyah before Shmiyah? They accepted to do before understanding. Hayach Oisim Kaidim Shashoimim. How do you do something if you don't know what to do, right? It'd be like, Yisrael, get to work. Right, you start running, right? But it says NASA will do. What are you going to do? You don't even know what you're doing. So the classic shot, the litzvah shot would be, this is what you want. The litzvah shot is,
we'll do and then we will understand.
Right, well, they're right. Meaning, or whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it. I won't ask questions, right? But he's asking in his way, he wants to know, what's shaykh to do something if you don't even yet know, even know what to do? Right. Like, it's like telling our biv, get going. He's like, yeah. Wait a minute, what am I doing? Right? Like, it doesn't work, yeah? Okay, but here, the litzvah shot would be they were prepared to do anything, or that when they get the mitzvahs, without understanding it, they'll do it. He wants to give a different shot, yeah? He says, Ephes Nira Li, he slides to the volume, Kitzrichim Lavin Almaimir Agada. So to answer this, I have to another one. Don't worry, he's going to stop the question soon. Ilu Karavnu Vinar Sina, I always had this kasha, by the way. That I think I had my own answer, but Ilu Krav Nei Har Sinai, we say die. Yeinu, what's one of the ones that we say that if the Eibusher had taken us to Har Sinai, velo nasan lanu es haTorah, dayenu. If all we were was by Har Sinai, but we didn't get the Torah, it would have been good enough. What's the kasha? What's the point of going to Har Sinai without getting the Torah? The whole point of going to Har Sinai is what's the dayenu in Kabbalah's haTorah without a Torah? That would be like going to a chasna without a kala, right? Unless if you like sushi, right? It's only if it's a wedding package, one of the cheap chasnas, it's totally not kedai, right? It has to be like an expensive chasna, yeah? Right? So v'tzirchim lavin, ma toiva hi bekir bein al Har Sinai bilti kabbalas haTorah. What does it do for me to come to Har Sinai without getting the Torah? Okay. Nira, he's going to say the following. Nira, Shamru Chacham, Chazal tell us, Kiyem Avram Avinu Alav HaShalom, Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu was mekabel the entire Torah, Afil Erev Tavshilim, even Erev Tavshil, even the Durabanans, Ashol Nisla. So we know Avram Avinu kept the whole Torah. How did Avram Avinu know the Torah without the Torah being given? Ephes hine yadua. He says, here we go, here comes the chassidus. Every one of the 248 positive mitzvahs we have is connected the 248 spiritual organs that you have. So when you put on mitzvahs tefillin, I'm not a makobel, I can't tell you. It's connected whatever Aver and Shemayim. You do mitzvah number... positive mitzvah number 17, it's connected your liver in Shemayim. You do mitzvah positive number 137, it's connected your adrenal glands. I don't know, make it up, right? Yeah? Whatever mitzvah is connected, something else. And if you want to get to Shemayim with your full neshama, mizdabek to Kosh Baruch Hu, you're going to need to do all these mitzvahs, otherwise you're going to show up to Shemayim and be dovek to Kosh Baruch Hu, kilo you just walked out of Gaza without a leg, right? That's not nice. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right? So every mitzvah is builds the dveikus we have to Hashem, and it makes the Adam Shalem when he's in Gani in Olam Haba with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So every one of the mitzvahs is connected a different part of your neshama. And the negative commandments, the 365 negative commandments are connected the sinews. So Rav Aaron spoke of this once. What are sinews? Sinews are like connective tissue, right? The tissue in your body holds all the organs in place, right? So if you didn't have all the tissue, your lungs would be falling over onto your heart and your spleen would fall into your gallbladder and it wouldn't be pretty, right? So that's what it is. So what do the loy tassas do? That by keeping the loy tassas, it keeps all your evarim good and in place. Where the person does a negative commandment, what do? You end up burning some chalik of your self, right? So the yisoid of what, there are things in life I'm supposed to do, that's what mizdabek mita kosh baruch hu, and the things in life I'm not supposed to do, because that's what's going to cause me to fall away from Hashem. So one represents the organs that do something in the body, and the other one represents the tissue, which kind of holds the whole binyan together, right? So that's why you have the negative things that push you away from Hashem, and positive things that are being mizdabek. But both of them are connected, your spiritual neshama. If you understand what a neshama was, if you were able to be a chacham and understand the way the neshama looked, shalom, ruchnis a gidim shalom, and you understood the ruchnis of your gidim, you would understand the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 negative mitzvahs. If you were a chacham and you knew the neshama, we all know the physical body needs, you need vitamin E, you need vitamin D, right? You got a rash, you need moisturizer, right? Well, we know, we all know what every aver in the body physically needs, right? Every aver needs what it needs, right? This thing needs its toenail cut. We all know. That's Tvarim Dvarim Shutim. Kena Avarim Ruchlim Tzrichon Kol Eivra Eicher Mitzvah. Every Eivra needs its own food. It needs its own mazin, right? So your the part of your neshama connected the whatever needs mitzvah tefillin, and the part of the neshama needs, right? So you can't see that because you don't see neshamas. You see bodies. You know what your body needs, right? Kshem Sheivarim Gashmiim Ain Zarch Lomoritzam Gashmi Yishlam. You don't. No one has to teach you what your physical body needs, right? I guess you have a doctor. Kain Kol Eivra Veivra. No one needs to teach you what your neshama needs. If you could see your neshama, you could understand your neshama. If you would be connected to your neshama, you would know exactly what it is that you need, right? The neshama itself will tell you what it wants, right? And the chias of your evarim are the positive mitzvahs. It gives life to your neshama, to the parts of your neshama. Ashazagi the machiyah shalem is in the lotaset. Ruchni is who dakas a seiko, a dakas a mukshava. Ruchni is something which is very ethereal in English, a hard word, ethereal. Very dak, very refined, right? Something which is hard to comprehend, right? Yeah? It's what?
In Spanish, it's complejo.
Complex, okay.
Complex.
Well, no, not really. It means more refined, yeah. The way to make yourself more spiritual and more purified is through the mitzvahs. Nimsa mishesh lispashas gashmias. If a person has a lot of gashmias, kemay min har Sinai, who medubak beor haseichel shol b'mitzvah azim zloi saseh. Kea or haseichel enu rak lekaya mitzvah azim zahar malo taseh. So he says, when a person is involved in mitzvahs, your machshava becomes clear. Your vision in the world becomes clear. Your ability to understand becomes clear. You become more sensitive to the needs of your neshama the more you involve yourself in mitzvahs, right? And all of us, to some degree, we all feel it, right? If we're mamish tagging away and learning, and we take time off, we feel like garbage, right? He doesn't know. He doesn't know Torah any day, right? Me, I go a day without it. I feel like Kilu, there's something that's chaser. I'm not a big chacham, right? But if you would be a big chacham and you would fully understand, you would appreciate and see, you'd feel like Kilu, you didn't eat that day. Something's wrong. One of your evarim doesn't feel good. So a person has that daka stick. It has that refinement. He can see it. A person that goes away from mitzvahs, he's called an idiot. What do you call a diabetic who eats a donut? What?
Idiot.
A moron. What do you call a person who doesn't put on tefillin?
A moron,
right? B'fi adon kol chacham shalom melech v'shalom, like shalom melech said, ki ora seichel enu rak b'kiyam mitzvahs ase. The ora seichel is from by keeping the mitzvahs and avoiding the olot ase. V'aseichel ase enu rak lizayir melot ase. Fine. L'chein, therefore, kaidam shenasna tera k'desha, hayuchol ma'asikol tera. You were before giving the Torah, you could have known the Torah, all the 248 mitzvahs asay and all the 365 negative commandments. F is masha nachlu ain masig in the Torah. Aye, but we don't know that. Right? We need to learn it from the Gemara to know it. Why don't we know what our neshama needs, right? Right? He says that's ma'atzmenu misichlin. Why don't we know it? Hu machmasa chomrius. It's because one too many trips to CVS. Too much playing on your iPhone, yeah? Too much food, too much air conditioning, too much, don't worry, you read the Zederis, the whole island's like this, yeah? We are so megushim, we are so physical that the Ora Seichel is blocked from us. We can't perceive the Ora Seichel anymore because we are so bound to the physical world. If you look at all the big people, I'm not suggesting you do this, but all the big people, they fasted and they did all kinds of things in order to weaken the Gashmiyah, so they could be Ruchni people. In fact, many, many Marmikamas say that if you learn Torah, you actually should not do these things to yourself because it's Kedai, the learning, to make up for all your Averis, better than all the Sigufim, they call it, right? But what would be the purpose in living an ascetic life, a life without Gashmiyahs? Because the least Gashmiyahs you have, the more you can be connected to Ruchniyahs. And you notice it, like on a day of a Tainis, you know, I get exhausted from the Tainis, but by the time I get to like the end of the day, I'm like energized, right? Mm-hmm. Like the end of Yom Kippur, right? Why? Because you feel that the Gashmiyahs has been pushed down. You feel in okay, it's ruined the moment you put a bagel in your mouth. But Lamaisa, he's saying that why don't we see it? Why don't we see what our neshama needs? Because we're magushim, we're physical, right? It's like a wall separating us from understanding ruchnias. Amna mishi yeshli pashtis a gashmias. One whose gashmias is away from him. He's gabers ruchnias. One who has the strength of ruchnias. Who yachol asig be'in sichlo ma'atzmatar. He can see the terror himself. Ki aramach evar ruchnim ein ba'atzam it's asay. Right, Brahma, I'm like 4 minutes away. Okay. Yeah? Right, the mitzvahs themselves give you the seichel. Okay, skip. Okay, fine. L'chein, therefore, Avram Avinu Olav HaShalom, he purified himself, and he was able to see What is neshama needed? And that's how he knew the Torah. He knew the Torah because he didn't have the gashmias blocking his ability to experience his own neshama. And you see it, right? Like Rangel told me that in 1983, whatever it was, he went to go see Rav Chaim Kanevsky, and he said it was Matzah Pesach. It was second day Yom Tov for him, and Matzah Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and they bring in all the flour, and all the flour was in the air. It's like, oh my goodness, Chametz, like, right? And when he was there, Rav Zin Kanevsky told Rav Rangel and his wife, look at my husband, look at him, look at him, look at his face. And he saw there was a shine on his face, right? Say about the Chofetz Chaim also, that you couldn't get it in the picture, but there was a shine on his face. Rav Rangel said he went back in 2016, I think, with Elazar. And when he went back, he said already the oil was lining in line, bua, 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 bua. Rav Rangel said the shine was gone. So in 1980, whatever, he would just talk to you in the sugya. You would talk to him in learning, right? And in 2000, whatever, it was just bua, 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 you know? So Rav Rangel said he lost the shine. But you see these people, their body becomes... You know, the famous mice that they had with Rabbi Kuber. Rabbi Kuber visited America to collect. So they introduced him to LaGuardia, I don't know, whatever the Italian mayor of the city was, right? I'm serious. And I might have been LaGuardia, I remember who it was. And he presented him with the key to the city. What's the key to the city? It was like a symbolic thing, like the key to the city, right? And he told him, when I look at you, I know that evolution isn't correct. Because during the time, this is when Darwinism started, and this Gaisha mayor was able to look at Rabbi Kuber and say, from you I know man couldn't come from a monkey. They taught Rabbi Kuber didn't know coins. He wouldn't know like there was a penny, a nickel, a dime, or whatever there was in Lithuania, but right? He was such a kaddish vatar, even a guy could see that on him, right? So you can imagine what Avraham Avinu was like, yeah? And Avraham Avinu was so pure that he could even perceive into his own neshama. And when you can perceive your own neshama, you know what your neshama needs. Mamele, he was able to chap all the mitzvahs, right, that were in the Torah, because it was natural. Just like you, nobody needs to tell you that you're hungry. You know that in Gashmias, right? If you could see your neshama, you know that also, yeah? Like, Chavra, I'm going for net zero. You know, almost net zero carbon emissions. I'm going for net zero carbohydrates. That's the goal. The goal is by 2024, okay? Zasher, Yisad, Bala, Gada. He says, that's the shot. We're almost done. Well, if Elam would like to join me again, I would love to do it. You know, if it's too long, 30 minutes, we could do 20 minutes. But Zasher, Yisad, Bala, Gada, Ilo, Karav, Divnei, Har Sinai. If all we were given was Har Sinai, Dayene, what does that mean? Kine, Noidash, Ramayim, Har Sinai. What am I, Arzinai? The influence of the Nachash HaKamayni, the influence of the Nachash put into the people that caused the Gashmias that left, right? Famous Gemara of Adazara, it says a Goyim or Choshed around Behemoth. They'll be with an animal.
So they will be clear.
So the Yidim are not Choshed. So you're allowed to give your goat to another Jew, and you can't give your goat to a Goy, right? Why? The Goy will do something with it, and the Yid won't. Like the Gemara, what's the difference? Because the Yidim stood by Har Sinai, it's a Gemara of Adazara. I make it up. Dav Lamed, I think. That because the Yidim were by Har Sinai, Paska Zumasa Shal Nachash. Chazal say the Nachash went inside of Chava, he had relations with Chava, and left the venom inside Chava. What's that venom? That's making people Magushim, Gashmi, right? By Har Sinai, we all became purified, right? Kilu, we were like Malachim at that point. So just by being by Har Sinai, it took all the Gashmias and whipped it away, and we at that point could see the Torah on our own. I was thinking this answers the famous kasha that they asked. The Medrash says that on the night they got the Torah, they knew they couldn't eat basar v'chalav anymore. So all the shchita, they had to. So what did they do? They couldn't shecht because they didn't have shchita knives. It was too much. So what did they eat? Milchiks, right? That's why the minik eat milchiks on Shavuos. So they just got the Torah. So now they can't eat nevela anymore, right? So the pshat is, how do they know that? How do they know that? All they have was there's dibris. What? Milchiks, yeah, chalavi, Ken, right? Yes, yeah, right. So because they felt it, they knew it. So the answer is Rav Haigon says a different word. He says from the Aseres Dibritz, you could pull out all the 613 mitzvahs. Okay, yeah, I know what you're doing. Don't Rav Haigon, don't give a face to Rav Haigon. Yeah. But lefi his mahalik, it's very clear. They knew right away. I can't eat this. What do you mean? I feel it in my neshama. It's not for me, right? So that's what he ties. That's the mile of Har Sinai. And he says that's a pshat where they were 3 days without their wives because they were going to get the madrega like a malach. And the korbanos that Nairi Yisrael brought over there, the korbanos cause of their physicality, meaning all their physicalities they put in those animals on the mizbeach, that animal is my yetzahara, that's my gashmias, I'm going to be like a malach now, right? They were able to perceive the Torah before it was even given. That's what it means that their paska zumasam, that the zuma went away, and they didn't, and their, et cetera, that's what he tied us over here. He just goes on. He says that more. Therefore, Dayenu, even if the Abishah didn't give us the Torah, Dayenu, because that experience of being able to be purified like that and be able to understand the Torah on our own, Dayenu, that would have been good enough. And B'chazi Hashem, Hashem gave us the Torah so we can bring it from Har Sinai, but at least that experience alone would have been something already, he says. Yeah? We're almost done. Last paragraph, little one. Hinei kasher nifsika zumasa v'sigu Torah Eloheinu b'ruchnias. Once they were able to perceive the Torah in ruchnias, az miad chafetzer etzunamaya l'kabal the Torah. Once they saw the Torah in their own neshama, they said, B'raylam, please give it to us. Put it down in this world. They chapt that the Torah of Hashem is Orech Yameinu, and it's our Chayenu, it's our Chayim, it's the length of our days. Kasher Machshavas Adam is Ava in his Gashem, but when a person becomes very Megushim, Aze Enu Metava Kol Kachlo Teres Hashem, then he doesn't want Torah anymore. But Kashal of a kind is very hard to keep it. So he's saying a big Yisoid over here. The Avraham Avinu was able to perceive the Torah because he was free of Gashmias, and by Har Sinai they got that Darga, and that's when they were wanting Nasav and Nishma. Abraham should give us the Torah because they saw that it would be good for their neshamas, because the Gashmias is pulled away. We'll end now, but just the Maimer Muzkar really quick. You know, a person wants to understand, like, we're all about, we have to limit a Torah and learn, right? But Lamaisa, you hear other things also about, like, you know, not being so Megushim, not needing to watch every sports game, not needing to run to a shmorg somewhere, what do you mean? I'm here to learn. Teretz is, if you don't work on some of the other stuff, the learning is not going to come easy. You can't have a guy who's obsessed with who knows what video game and then expect the next day in Seder to open up the Gemara and have a tcheshik to understand a Bayi Rava. Like, it doesn't shtim. You know, the guy takes, the Gvir takes these huge vacations, right? And then he's going to go sit down in the Beis Medrash afterwards. It doesn't work. It's not like it's a bit. What's wrong with spending money on big things? Nothing's wrong. Enjoy. But don't think that you're going to have a drive for Ruchnias. Right? It's not going to work, right? Some of the biggest Gedolim lived very, very, very simply, right? It gets in the way. So that's just a minor most. Okay, if you'd like to join me tomorrow, we'd love to continue. We could do less time if you want.